A gothic tale of obsession between a haunted young woman and the terrifying vampire infatuated with her, causing untold terror in its wake. This is the story of Nosferatu. It's a 2024 film which runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. It has an estimated budget of $50 million. So far worldwide it has grossed $100 million, so it's doing pretty good at the box office. It stars Lily Rose Depp as Ellen Hutter, the wife, Nicholas Holt as Thomas Hutter, the husband, Bill Skarsgård as Count Orlok, Aaron Taylor Johnson as Frederick Harding, and William Dafoe as Professor Albin Eberhard von Franz. I know this is a remake. I hadn't seen that silent film, so I think there was probably a lot of homages and things in this film that I may have not really been paying attention to. I did notice one I'll get to later, one that I was pretty certain is an homage. One of the things I will say about Nosferatu was that it had amazing cinematography. I thought it was just beautiful. Anyhow, it told the story of a young lady, Ellen Hutter, who was apparently having a dream, and she was taken up into this dream. It was almost like a demonic possession, which was going on from Count Orlok. Now, what wasn't explained in this film was why there was an obsession with this particular woman. So this was when she was a young girl. The movie kind of moves ahead quite a bit into the future, where she was married to Thomas Hutter, and he was an aspiring realtor. He was trying to make a good life for his wife, and he ends up getting called to a faraway land to try to arrange a sale of property. That person that was calling him out there was Count Orlok. And it was really weird. I can only assume that Nosferatu wanted him there to get him out of the way so that he could have his wife to himself. So there was this whole long story. That was part of the problem I had with the pace of the film, was it was just really slow. And I think maybe this is kind of one of those films for filmmakers to watch, just to kind of enjoy the technical aspects of filmmaking and that sort of thing, because it did have a lot of really nice scenes. It was a lot of snow. It was a lot of big wide shots, a lot of big landscapes, big properties. It looked technically, it was terrific. The problem that I had with it was just paced too slow for my taste. It's because it took quite a while to get to the ending scene, which I am going to jump ahead to right now. Spoiler alert. Near the end of the film, there is that homage that I was mentioning earlier, where you see Count Orlok has made his way to Ellen Hutter's house. He's going up the stairs and she's waiting for him because she knows what's coming. As he's going up the stairs, they're only showing the shadow of the Count. They're not actually showing him. So you see the shadow and he's going up the stairs. Then you see the shadow crack open the door and push it open. I have to assume that that was kind of an homage to the original Nosferatu. I spotted it right away. I was like, that has to be an homage. Anyway, when he goes in, he basically takes her. She's ready for him. And he starts essentially draining her of her blood. He just starts drinking and drinking and drinking. I guess it was late night, early morning. He was just laying there with her and drinking until the sun came out. They both died together. And that was how the film pretty much ended on that note. It took a long time to get to that point. Overall, because of the pacing of the film, I'm just not obsessed with the whole vampire genre of films. I wasn't thoroughly entertained with this, but I was entertained enough to give this film, Nosferatu, 3 stars.